Anyway, so Dover's Broken Rope Show here on BBC Radio Leeds. I'm very pleased to say that back in the studio with us tonight, fresh with a fancy new record that's been pressing all the right buttons in the press and everything, we have the Young'uns.
Oh,
welcome, welcome, Young'uns. Many congratulations. A fabulous record. And so many plaudits have come in. The other week, the Sunday Times voted it Album of the Week.
Ooh.
It's got 5 stars in The Guardian and Maverick and R&R Magazine and all sorts of things. So
keep going. Just a few more on that list there. Yeah.
You must be very pleased with yourselves, anyway.
Yes.
really made me squeak, Furry Hamsters Weekly.
Yes. So I would think that you're feeling that it's set out to do what it was designed to do then, yeah?
It seems to be, yeah. I mean, we certainly didn't use the Sunday Times as a benchmark for success, but no, it's going really well, and getting really good positive reviews, and we've managing to continue with the people who we've always played to are enjoying it, but we're also reaching further and wider and hopefully bringing this message of quality and positivity and all of those things that we try to promote in our music to more people.
Marvellous. So it's a bit like a good quality bleach then, isn't it? It's reaching parts
that's exactly
that,
what we're like. We're like a good quality bleach. Yes. Excellent.
So you've started your tour to promote the new album, Strangers, at the moment. And so that's all going well, I take it.
Very good.
Yes.
Very good. And we're looking forward to you coming to do some live dates in this part of the world next week. City Riot is just down the road.
Yes.
Have you done the City Riot before?
Yeah, no,
I didn't think you had.
First time.
All right, so that'll be good. Are you going to have a man with a gavel at the side of the stage, sort of giving a big speech before you go on?
Yeah.
Leonard Sack style.
Yes.
So we're hoping you were going to do that.
Well,
I mean, that bleach line has really sealed it.
Well, I suppose we could do.
They scrub up well.
They scrub up well.
Are you free on Thursday night, Lee?
Possibly, yes.
So, one of the things that stands out from this new record is that apart from the first track, the Maggie Holland song that opens it all up, Sean, it's all you're doing in terms of the writing, isn't it?
Yeah, I suppose so, Dave. Yeah, we're really excited about the album, really. We put a lot of time, a lot of effort into it, and they're all of our new songs are all inspired by amazing stories, individual people who've overcome boundaries, people who've achieved things, people who've sort of gone up against the odds and stood up for what they believe in. So it's just such a joy to share the stories.
Yeah, and I mean, that's the whole thing. That's the reason it's called Strangers, because the overriding theme of all the songs is that people who have come from somewhere else to make a difference in the communities.
That's right, yeah. So I suppose immigration is quite a big theme on the album. Yeah, and just about people coming together, really.
Hmm. And there's a couple of Leeds and West Yorkshire connections in it, which we can celebrate, can't we, Lee?
Oh, yeah.
Because, well, I mean, for a start...
We'll jump on any bandwagon. Yeah,
well, for a start, you've got the Marks and Spencers song, which, of course, Marks and Spencers was first started in Leeds Market, just across the road.
That's right. Yeah. We weren't going to start with that one, but we could start with that one.
Oh, blimey.
Well,
we could do if you wanted.
What a malleable band we are.
Fantastic. Yeah. And the other thing, of course, is that the whole thing was recorded in West Yorkshire, wasn't it?
Fantastic Neil Ferguson.
Oh,
yeah. Yes. Castleford. Neil's a great pal.
Chumbawamba and Black Lace fame.
Yes, what a combination.
We're so pleased with how he's captured our sound, because that was what we wanted to do, really. People who come to see us at live shows often go away and think, oh, it didn't quite capture, you know, your live sound. And I think Neil's... We're really pleased with what he's done with it.
Well, he's got plenty of experience, hasn't he? I mean, things like Coot Boys and Sims and Albums of the past and stuff. It's that he knows how to do that, largely a cappella stuff that you've put forward for this record. So,
Basically, you just got a Coot Boys and Simpson preset that he puts on.
Oh, is that what it is?
It doesn't sound good. Yeah, you can be as out of tune as you want. He just puts the Coot Boys. It's like auto-tune for folk music.
I do a great Barry Coop impression.
Oh, great. Perhaps we can hear that now.
About singing. You don't want to know what he's doing.
Do you want to do the Marks and Spencers song first of all? Then,
so we call it the Hartlepool Peddler, because I was quite keen to write a song. I've written lots of songs in the past about Hartlepool, one of our beloved hometowns.
Yes,
and not many people know that before he came to Leeds, Michael Marks, he first landed in England in Hartlepool, and he was
I didn't know that,
up and down the streets selling things out of a peddler's pack.
The Hartlepool Peddler.
Oh.
Come, all you strangers in this town, and listen to my story. Like you, I once kept my head down, but I was bound for glory. I left my home when I was young, and Jews like me were murdered.
The sea was cruel to Hartley, poor like cattle, we were herded. But I got myself a peddler's pack and I tramped from place to place.
Some said bad words behind my back
and worse ones to my face. At Stockton town I fell in love and down to Leeds we came. To a market stall, a roof above and money to our name. Here's pins and needles, button soap, everything a penny. And soon my stall became a shop and one shop became many. When I needed help, a partner came as swift as a dispenser.
And he wrote his name beside my name.
And we were Marks and Spencer. So I could tell you, get on your bike, don't sit at home and hide. But it's hard if you don't have a bike and you don't know how to ride. But I'll have you know before I go, though this place seems filled with dangers, they won't tell you because it's true. This town was built by strangers.
Oh, yes. Marvellous stuff. There you go, performing live here on the d'Urbervilles Folk and Roots Show and performing live a song from their new album, Strangers, the Hartlepool Peddler. Marvellous stuff.
Yeah,
and
brilliant.
A local link there, moving from Hartlepool to Leeds to set up
Marks and Spencer's,
of all things, yes. Yeah. Which is often celebrated in Leeds. I'm not sure how often it's celebrated in Hartlepool.
Well, not at all, and that's what I'm trying to sort of get back, really.
Get the balance, right.
It's such an amazing story, and, you know, still so current with everything that's happening in the country in the last couple of months, to know that a refugee with nothing but a suitcase sort of came, arrived with no words of English and went on to do that amazing feat.
Sean, when you're writing these things, how much do you sort of become bookish and get deep down into the
very much so more so in the case of songs that we've written about more current things, people who are still very much alive and kicking. It's been quite a daunting task, really. We've got some really big songs on the album that are, you know, sensitive subjects, really sensitive. You know, we've got a story about a song called Dark Water about a Syrian refugee who swam across the stretch of the Aegean Sea. We've got a song called Be the Man about an amazing anti-homophobia campaigner called Matthew Ogston who lost his partner in tragic circumstances. So it's with great, great care and sensitivity I go about trying to write a song. I mean, when we conceived the idea of the album, I wanted a song about Hesham who swam across the sea, but starting to write it, I had no idea that, you know, I'd ever get to that point. You know, these are enormous emotional things, and sometimes as songwriters you reach a stage and you think, well, I'm not worthy to do it. But luckily in this case I persevered, and we're really pleased with how they've come out, really. And the amazing thing is that we went on a bit of a road trip in August, and we actually met all the people who were still alive, who the songs were inspired by. So we went to Berlin and we met Hesham, who's now living in Berlin. We went to London and we met Matt. And I knew, in a way, writing songs about these real people, that it would be okay, because they're desperate to tell their stories, you know, and share their stories and raise awareness of it. So I knew that was my sort of, that kept me going, really, thinking, oh, should I be doing this? Well, hang on. It's their story and they want to do it, so surely I can only help by writing songs about them.
Absolutely, and their reaction to them has been positive in all cases, which is a testament to the fact that you got it right, really, isn't it?
Thank you,
And, modern folk songs, I think, is what you could call them, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah,
really?
So,
definitely.
Yeah.
Well, the Youngers are our special guests here on the d'Urbervilles Folk and Roots Show tonight, and we'll get a couple of more numbers from you live, if we can, guys, before you go. So we'll do that in a minute or two. You could bolster us on this little bit if you want, because it's the feature that always first... It's the Disney Vinyl Spot, first of all, you see? So, we're in the business of doing...
David's Dusty Vinyl Spot!
Oh, that was nice.
Only £50 that would cost.
Pricey. It's the Devil's Smoking Rock Show here on BBC Radio Leeds, and you've heard them once. What's that guy that introduced the Beatles on there? You've heard them once.
Ed Sullivan.
You've heard them once, now you're going to hear them two more times.
Yes,
it's the Ed Sullivan Show thing, isn't it? Yes. Yeah, the Young Ones are with us, celebrating the recent release of their album Strangers.
Mm.
Currently on tour and looking forward to finding them in a place that we can easily get to in the coming week. Thursday, the City Varieties.
All right.
Slap in the centre of Leeds. Yeah. And for those a bit more westerly, you might want to catch them in Manchester on the night following. Yes. So guys, are you going to whip straight into another song for us, first of all?
Yeah, we're going to sing a song about Garth Hussain, a man from where we come from originally in Teesside, who bought a bus from his own money and kitted it out as a kitchen. He was sick of watching the humanitarian disaster with refugees from Syria and heading to the camps in Dunkirk and Calais, and he thought, I've got to do something about it. So he bought a bus, kitted it out as a kitchen, drove into Dunkirk and started feeding thousands of refugees, serving thousands of hot meals a day and thousands of cups of tea. And so we wrote a song about him called Garfo's Bus.
Lovely. The Young Ones.
Well, the mist was lifting from Rosebery Topping, and the moors were cold and green, and the driver swore there'd be no stopping as he made for the A19. And in the borough, lads and lasses were sleeping safe and still, when Garfour Hussain hit the road with a million mouths to fill. It's beans and rice and rice and beans, and a hand when you fall. For there's a friendly face, a better place, and a future for us all. He couldn't bear the lads and the lasses' faces on the TV screens, as they drowned and froze in hateful places with nothing but their dreams. So he bought a bus and he filled it up with beans and rice and tea. And on a winter's morn he headed south and crossed over the sea. It's beans and rice and beans, and a hand when you fall. For there's a friendly face, a better place, and a future for us all. Now in Dunkirk we remember yet the soldiers on the sand. 800 ships we'll not forget that came to lend a hand. But here comes one more vessel now across the angry sea, to serve 3,000 meals a day and 10,000 cups of tea. It's beans and rice and beans, and a hand when you fall. For there's a friendly face, a better place, and a future for us all.
Well, some have stared into his face
and wondered if he's mad. But he knows he'd be in their place if it weren't for the chance he had. And the lads and lasses' hopeful faces are what drives him on. So he's to Gaffer and his bus and a better world to come. It's beans and rice and rice and beans, and a hand when you fall. For there's a friendly face, a better place, and a future for us all. Well, the mist was lifting from Rosebery Topping, and the moors were cold and green, and the driver swore there'd be no stopping as he made for the A19. And in the borough, lads and lasses were sleeping safe and still, when Garfour Hussain hit the roads with a million mouths to fill. It's beans and rice and beans, and a hand when you fall. For there's a friendly face, a better place, and a future for us all. It's beans and rice and beans, and a hand when you fall. For there's a friendly face, a better place, and a future for us all. For there's a friendly face, a better place, and a future for us all.
Oh, yes.
Marvellous stuff. Jürgen's performing live for us here on the Devril's Ferk and Rich Show this evening. Gaffer's Bus is the title of that one. Sean, Michael and David. The Jürgen's, currently the best there is in the folk world, BBC Folk Award winners.
Twice.
For the second time, yes. Indeed. I think, if I remember rightly, guys, I think the first time you won that, you were on our show the Sunday immediately after that, weren't you?
Well, always hangovers.
Yeah, yes, that's right.
Not sure.
Well, yes, that's right, yeah. That'd be it, yeah.
Yeah. Can I ask you, when you're writing the song, obviously there's some instruments involved, sorting the tune out and things. Who I know, and you're the man who writes the lyrics. So
yeah, I think when I wrote that one, I was writing it with a guitar, and it was one idea was to do it with sort of instrumentation. But I often sing the new songs when we're in the van, so right. I don't have the guitar there, and we just sort of sing it, and then. And more often than not, it's a case of, oh, well, we don't really need a guitar, you know, the words are going to speak for themselves, and then we sort of work on the tune a little bit, and then sort of harmonies.
Yeah, there are many songs that start off like that, and with a guitar, and then move into an accompanied, and there are others that work vice versa, really.
Right.
Before you know it, the tune might have changed almost beyond all recognition, but it's difficult for us to say, because we're not aware of the change.
Yes.
I mean, hopefully it doesn't change beyond all recognition day after day, otherwise it's going to be a very interesting tour.
The morphing tour.
Yes.
Yeah. In Leeds and in Manchester, it'll be completely different. We'll be singing that tune to Frere Jacques in Leeds and the tune of Happy Birthday in Manchester.
Well, you'd be getting onto the Bob Dylan sort of area then, wouldn't you, really?
To the audience and everything. Yeah.
Now, all this banter and everything, which the Jürgen's as an actor are well known for during the live dates. I was reading in the article you did in R&R magazine to support the record coming out and everything about this. Obviously, there are weighty topics on this record. Almost pretty much everything that you've written is of that sort, as you hinted earlier on when we were talking. But you've found a way of getting across the witty stuff. By writing a book, is this right? Is it a book coming out?
Yeah, so one of the things a lot of people say is we really enjoy the CDs, but what happens is it's not the same as your live show because there isn't that contrast of the in-between song jokes and all the just the chatting between each other and that kind of thing that goes on. And we've got so many stories of things that have happened to us. And also, a lot of people want to hear in more detail, you know, about the detail behind Sean's songs without me interrupting so he gets sidetracked. So what we thought was we'll have the contrast there in book form of Sean going into details about the songs, and we go into quite a bit, and there's some very harrowing stuff there.
Yeah.
And then we'll contrast that between kind of like, oh, funny thing happened to me 17 years ago or whatever, you know, and we'll talk about weird things that have happened and that kind of thing. And also our progression, our journey, if you will, through sort of folk music in the 13 years that we've been together. So, yeah, it's a selection of songs and stories that hopefully bridge the gap between. It's kind of a Jürgen's live gig in a book, I suppose.
Oh, right.
And we're hoping it's going to be out for next week for the Leeds gig.
Nice.
So hopefully it'll be there.
Crikey. Yeah,
that's brilliant.
Yes, yeah. So if you're at the Leeds gig at City of Writers, then that might be the first chance to
the
purchase
Jürgen's
it.
If it's annual.
Still wet, the ink.
It's manual. How to operate the Jürgen's.
Yes.
Don't put your hand there.
Yeah. Well, can we operate once more with a bit of live music from you Jürgen's before you leave us?
Yeah, certainly, fellas. We'd love to share with you the story of Bob Cooney's miracle.
Ooh.
And now Bob Cooney is no relation to me. My name's Sean Cooney.
Yes.
But I wish he was, because he was an incredible, inspirational man. He's been dead for many years. But Bob Cooney was one of the British guys who dropped everything and went out to volunteer to fight against fascism in Spain in the 1930s. And he was adored. He was a charismatic leader of the British Battalion, of the International Brigade. And when the Republican Army was retreating across the Ebro River in 1938, Bob Cooney was in charge of 57 young lads. 57 young lads who'd had nothing to eat for 2 days. And when the food finally arrived, to their great dismay, it was nothing but a tiny tin of corned beef and a very small loaf of bread. But Bob Cooney would write in his memoirs a few years later that he performed his very own feeding of the 5,000.
Well, you've all heard how 5,000 oafs were fed by Christ with the fish and loaves, but on the banks of the Ebro in 38, a miracle happened on my plate.
We'd had no scran for 2 whole days,
57 lads all hot and hazed. When come the commissar with the grub, what grief,
a loaf of bread and a tin of beef. Now all us lads were filled with strife, till up comes Cooney with his tiny knife, and before the land could wolf the sun, every man had a corned beef bun. Now Jesus may have got more done, but he had five loaves, not just one. And Jesus' men weren't clemmed like we, they'd not fought fascists in a hot country. So if he can share with all us men, we can share the earth and start again. Sharpen your knives, Bob Cooney said, bring out your beef and bring out your bread. We can share the earth, we can start again. Amen, 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 amen.
Oh, yes. There are Bob Cooney's miracle. Number 7 on the new record. And I know Bella had to retire this year because,
right, because of these three.
Yeah, because you've just stopped them winning the folk awards.
They're the Barcelona of folk. Yeah.
So, yeah, in writing, please.
Well, enjoy the rest of your tour, young'uns. And we're looking forward to seeing you on Thursday at the City Varieties. Mm. And if you can't make that, then you're part of the folk festival in Manchester, aren't
it's
you?
Which, warm in Manchester.
Yes,
yeah,
in home.
Yeah,
which, one, actually, yes, so. That's right.
I'll just come round our house for a cup of tea on Saturday.
Why not? Yes, all possible.
Yeah, but, a corned beef sandwich.
Yes. There'll be a young'uns website as well, won't there, that our listener can go to.
Just theyoung'uns.co.uk.
Very simple indeed.
Social media as well.
All that stuff, yes. Yeah. Well, we've been filming your performances, so we'll also put them up on the BBC iPlayer along with this when it all finishes, and that'll be great.
We were filming, I'd done a sexy dance as well.
Sorry about that. Next time.
Yes.
Anyway, good luck with the tour. Good luck with the record. Lovely to have you back in the studio.
Thank you.
Thanks to the young'uns.
There you go, the young'uns.